from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a spa worker in North Jersey has been accused of sex crimes involving massage clients.
35-year-old Daquan Sedano of Teaneck was initially charged last month of sexual assault involving a victim at the Hand and Stone Spa in Allendale. Now Bergen County authorities say Sedano faces three more charges of criminal sexual contact involving a previous massage client in February. Police say the investigation remains active. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Changes to Social Security could affect a couple of millions of New Jerseyans. As of December 23, 2023, almost 1.7 million residents received Social Security checks. About 78% of them retired, NJ.com reports. Now the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, has announced plans to cut Social Security staffing on top of a policy change that took effect on March 31st, which no longer allows applicants to file for benefits or beneficiaries to change banking info by phone. The New York Times reports this delay could delay practice could delay access to earned benefits. A New Jersey man has lost his nursing license and has been sentenced to 90 days in jail after pleading guilty to neglect in connection with the 2023 death of a disabled East Hanover student. Annabella Rossi, whose nonverbal son, Matthew, died on the bus ride home from school while the nurse was present, is urging lawmakers to pass a bill to protect disabled students.
And while there may be questions about costs related to some components of this bill, this concern pales in comparison to the value of our children. Our son Matthew bore the ultimate cost, his life.
The bill would require driver's aides and other personnel on school buses to call 911 in potential life-threatening emergencies and mandate each school bus transporting disabled students to have a video camera and a GPS that provides location information about the vehicle in real time. It passed in the Senate Education Committee last month. The trial of the wife of former Senator Bob Menendez, Nadine Menendez, continues today in New York. One of two New Jersey businessmen convicted of bribing former Senator Menendez, Jose Uribe, testified in Nadine's trial yesterday that he bribed the couple with a Mercedes-Benz. Uribe cut a plea deal in the bribery scandal. He has yet to be sentenced for his conviction in the case. Bob Menendez has repeatedly appealed his 11-year prison sentence, which has been delayed until June so he could attend his wife's trial. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
A cold wind will be the story of the day. Skies will turn mostly sunny this morning, but gusts to 30 or 40 miles an hour are possible later on. High temperatures only reaching the lower to mid-40s, so we're bundling up a little bit. And tonight, we freeze. Clear and dry overnight. Lows fall into the upper 20s. A calmer wind tomorrow, I'm happy to say. We'll see lots of sunshine, but temperatures still on the cool side around 50. Next chance of rain showers will be Thursday. New Jersey weather made possible by Jobs for Blue, with over 150 police agencies in their network. Jobs for Blue is the undisputed leader of New Jersey's side job scheduling. Ease of use and fast, accurate billing make Jobs for Blue the go-to provider for police and vendors alike. Join the network at jobsforblue.com.
Right now, Sussex, 30 degrees. It's 40 in Trenton. Egg Harbor Township, 42. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. You can download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.